Well, this is a real treat to be at the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, and to have Bernie Kosar, who I usually talk with by phone, actually by my side here. Bernie, welcome to Mobile.
Beautiful Mobile, Alabama. I think every single person in the NFL or who wants to be in the NFL is in town here today.
Yes, and the emphasis on a lot of the wants to be, because that's what we saw out at the practice session, the South session today especially, but it was true this morning at the North session, it's sad but also encouraging. I mean, a lot of, you want to be a go-getter, and if you want to work in the league, and I see a lot of very young people, some not long out of college, but also some veterans that I've known around this league, coaches who are out of work because of staff changes throughout this league, recently fired, looking to, get their resumes out there.
Yeah, and I think you summed it up perfectly. In a way, it's somewhat sad, but also in a way that these guys are investing in themselves, showing their own initiative, and coming here because at the Senior Bowl, it's the one first bowl game where really the NFL systems are in place, all the NFL coaches, all the NFL general managers are here, and they're really looking for that kind of diamond in the rough within the game. But more so than that, they're trying to fill out their staffs, fill out their organizations, and guys who are maybe out of work because I just ran into Pat Hill from Fresno State, who was, after 15 years at Fresno, was released this year. Him and his staff are here looking for jobs, and you see guys that want to be part of the organization, want to be part of the family.
Right. And Bernie, this was the second year in a row. I know you said you came down here last year, and I know for you, and it's fun because walking into the practice session today, it was within, we shut the car door. I think we walked not even 100 feet, and here comes a fan with a Miami Dolphins jersey. I was hoping it would be a Browns jersey, but I know there were several Browns fans giving you shout-outs, but the first guy got you with a Dolphins jersey.
Yeah, I expected. I got quite a few Browns 19 jerseys today, which was honoring. But, yeah, the first one was a Dolphin 19, which kind of caught me off guard.
Yeah, no, a little bit, but it shows you, again, that it is a big attraction, obviously, for a lot of the fans, a lot of the memorabilia folks. But, True Blues, and they see any of us walking around with my shirts with the Browns emblem, and they're saying, go Browns, and I love that down here in Alabama. But the fun for you, I know as much as anything else, you're a fan of this game. You like watching a lot of the young talent. So it's just, I guess, the opportunity for you to just be around these practices and a lot of your friends and cohorts throughout the league.
Absolutely. I mean, you reminisce from the Browns fans, seeing Ernest Biner here today, getting a chance to sit and watch the afternoon practice with him. But, again, watching these kids, and here as we're doing the interview right now, you see the kids from the North and the South team walking around in our midst, trying to meet scouts, trying to meet people, trying to do their initial interviews with NFL teams and NFL scouts and or coaches to make that impression, because it only takes one coach or one general manager to like you as a player, and you get your ticket to be drafted. So you see these kids really trying hard to talk football and put their game face on.
Bernie Kosar joining us, as he always does on this show, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, but joining us here in Mobile, Alabama, as we broadcast from the Senior Bowl. Bernie, you did not play in this game, and your pathway to the NFL was through the supplemental draft, and it was actually as a sophomore coming out of Miami as an underclassman. But as you put in perspective what games like this, this game, there was an East-West Shrine game played last week in St. Petersburg, and obviously the NFL process, scouting evaluation process, goes through these all-star games. They're going to be at the Combine later in February. But how do you sort of equate or assess the importance of a game like these practices and a game like this week at the Senior Bowl?
Well, it's incredibly important for guys that, there's nothing as important as your game film and your body of work that you put on film that you did at your college. But for the NFL scouts and coaches to get a chance to meet you and watch you practice, watch your intensity, to interview you, to talk to you, this is the difference for guys, whether they're picked at the end of the first round, the middle of the first round. Are they a fourth round pick or a second round pick? And you don't want to see, and if you're a player, you don't want to be one of those guys that's projected to be in the middle of the first round to the middle of the second round, and you get a little too into yourself. You get a little too cocky. Maybe you spend more time with the agents and your family than you do with the scouts and being nice and meeting people, and you come across as aloof or not loving football or having a posse, and you could drop from the second to the fourth round. And that's, I think, the real key for some of these guys is to not get caught up in all the peripheral things and really just focus on football to really solidify their draft position.
And because you hear when we talk with the various people, I've talked with Tom Heckert about this, with, of course, with John Spytek on this show tonight, but also John Sandusky, Director of Player Personnel for the Browns, Spytek, Director of College Scouting. They all talk about this the importance of really getting to know these guys, and in particular, when there are flies, when there are flaws, when there are character issues coming up, those are the guys they really want to talk to and get and address the specific issues with them, and maybe more importantly, how they handle the answers to those critical questions.
Yeah, absolutely. There's no substitute for sitting down face-to-face with a young man and kind of looking him in the eyes and not, I don't want to say putting him on the spot, but putting them and asking them the tough questions to see how they answer, how they respond. Do they look you in the eye? Do they shy away from it? Do they mumble through a BS answer? You know, are they honest about it? Do they take accountability for past mistakes, or are they blaming somebody for past issues? It's a really important part of the process.
Do you think a player can honestly do something, whatever the position might be, in these, say, these workouts, which are so, again, critically evaluated by all these 32 teams, to truly help his stock? Can somebody have a lights-out performance in this setting, honestly speaking?
I think, by and large, you're somewhat grouped into an area. But yes is the short answer to it. And I'll tell you why I believe that is when you're going up against top-tier competition, guys that a left tackle going up against a defensive end who's going to possibly be picked high in the draft, and you're able to show good footwork and good technique and kind of own him on these drills, mm-hmm. as opposed to the other left tackle who's maybe a spot or two in front or behind you, and he has an issue with them, or, you know, back and forth lots of ways, you're going up against good competition, and seeing it face-to-face and how you handle it, it sometimes can make a big difference, especially for some of the kids that are from some smaller schools.
Right, right. And again, you and I are going to be down here through you for a good portion of these next couple of days. We'll be here the whole week broadcasting the show, but look forward to having you back. And again, just getting your general thoughts on a daily basis on what we see here. This is a lot of fun.
You're stuck with me, Vic.
I love it. Can't think of anything better, any better person to be stuck with on this show. He is Bernie Kosar. He joins us regularly here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, broadcasting from the Senior Bowl in Mobile, Alabama, brought to you by Madden NFL 12, in stores now. EA Sports, it's in the game.